thermal sound wave.
It's thermal sound waves, the natural alternative to fast food radio.
Yes.
We here. C-Truth. Kev Lawrence.
Right.
You know, right about now, Kev.
Yes.
We got a brother who's about to join us who people like to say he's from the bad part of the family. Like a dark side of the family.
But the dark side's a good
side.
The
black sheep of the family. But this brother ain't no black sheep, as far as that terminology.
He's been in crowd for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. He does his thing.
You know? I beg your pardon, brother. I do beg your pardon. I still would be the black sheep, my brother.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But we know you.
You know what I'm saying?
How can you be the black sheep of the family if you like the coolest one of the family at the same time?
Let me break it down for you. If you had a family, right? Say the family consisted of, say there was one person was just a villain. The other person in the family was, say, just a thief. And then the third person in the family was like just a brutal, vicious slugger, always bullying everyone. But then you had the fourth person that was just really cool and kind of mellow and kind of did his own thing in his own little world. That would be the black sheep of that family. You know what I'm saying? And essentially, the black sheep is just kind of just to say off center, you know, just not what everybody else is. It doesn't have to be the bad one. It's just the one that's doing something differently.
There you have it, folks.
I'll let you ride with that. All right, but you still a cool one.
I appreciate you letting me rock with that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Drez from the infamous legendary group Black Sheep here with us.
All right, what's up, family? It's good to kick it with my brothers. How y'all been, man?
Oh, we've been great. We've been great, man.
I'm great.
Loving everything that's going down, man. Living, breathing, healthy, and all that. So,
and before we go any further, people know obviously the main song, but my favorite song is Strobe Light. That's it. I gotta put it out there. Just people act like that's only one song you had, and it's not. But I'm saying, so it's a great song.
Don't forget Similac Child.
Yeah, that was you put it on for certain times, so you just.
Yeah, he had joints, man. Black Sheep had hits, man.
Yeah,
Strobe Light was actually started off as a skit, you know what I'm saying? And the label.
Because she was chasing you.
And asked us to extend it. And so we wind up becoming the version that we hear now. But it just initially, it was a skit. And it was just a funny skit because it was an actual true story. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really happened.
And when did it happen? And how did it go down? Like, the light came on? You said, I got to go.
I mean, it was one of, you know, when you're young and you're like really trying to find out how much you can drink because you're really not sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're still kind of, you know, finding out your borders. So this particular night, I guess I was trying to find out mine. I probably had a good 4 or 5 Long Island iced teas.
And, 4.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So long story short, I'm dancing with this girl on the floor. Probably about 3 or 4 songs straight. Now, mind you, we're slow dancing and they're playing fast records. You know,
you slow dancing four songs straight.
Long Island IC.
Give me $20. Yeah, you love it in the club. Yeah. Give me $20.
You know, and in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? At this point, after 3 or 4 songs in, like, she's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? And she invites me to dinner the next day. She lives deep in Jersey. And this is back. Like, you know, this before the record's out and everything. And she invites me, you know, like, write this one. You had to write down instructions, like, with a little map and everything. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Before, like, navigation, before Waze.
Yeah, like exactly. She's telling me, where I got to get the stop. I get off. I had to get on New Jersey Transit to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, my God.
Ooh, that's deep.
But she's so fine. I'm going to do it. The next day, I get on the Jersey Transit. I get on, the train, and it takes me somewhere deep into Jersey. And I get off, and I'm following this map. And I'm, like, literally, you know, when you're driving down south and you're passing the little shacks with, the rusty tin roofs?
Oh,
tin,
yeah.
roofs. I'm walking by these types of cribs, you know what I'm saying, up to hers. And I'm like, wow. And she comes to the door, and like, she's almost unrecognizable, and she appears to be wearing like a wool blanket, like for a sweater. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like I'm like, whoa, like she looks literally like I'm trying to recognize what I saw the other day, but I can't find it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she might have had to shave. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just it was rough. You know what I'm saying? I come in out of kindness, Like, and
out of kindness.
she had a steak cooking, like, you know, and mind you, the steak wasn't on like a pan or, you know, like it was literally on the grill in the oven, like on the grill in the oven with like tin foil at the bottom to catch the juice. I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. I see, like, I'm going to say a mouse because I don't want to say a rat. runs across the floor, to which I'm like, yo, I'm thinking quickly. I'm like, yo, do you have any ginger ale? And she's like, no, but I have some 7-Up. I was like, nah, I need some ginger ale. I'm going to run to the store. I'll be right back. And, you know, like she's looking at me. I'm looking at her. Little pause. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, like, you know, I made my way out and found the train station and went home. I was like, wow. Like, wow.
Like that song, Cuidado.
Yeah, yo. And strobe light. That was the beginnings of the song. That's how that happened. You know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, man.
Life becomes art.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Yeah, no doubt.
So that was actually a real scenario. Wow, that's crazy.
What I really learned from the whole thing was, you know, not to drink more than 3. You know what I'm saying?
Not more than 3. Yeah, after 3, your Long Island iced tea becomes a Fleetwood.
Yeah, you're not responsible for that.
Yeah, I know about them.
Freeport.
Yeah,
I don't mess with those.
Man. I mean, I can't even drink a Long Island iced tea at this point in the game.
It's Thermal Sound Waves, the natural alternative to fast food radio.
Yes.
We here. C-Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Right.
We're talking to Drez, you know what I'm saying, from the legendary group Black Sheep, of course. How's your publishing, brother? I'm asking you that for a particular reason.
Oh, you might as well go teach you. You might as well go.
How's your publishing?
Oh, my publishing's solid. I get all my publishing back. I filled out, you know, the paperwork to receive it back at the 33-year point. I get it back at the 35-year point. So I'm just waiting right now for a full return. Me and Long already had half of it. Oh, we get the other half back at 35.
That's what
I'm saying. So yeah. So we're definitely in a good position. A very cohesive place right now, you know what I'm saying, moving forward.
For the people out there, they don't know. We want to make sure they know that there's more than Drez to Black Sheep.
Yes. Mr. Long, of course.
Yes. People tend to forget.
Now, I asked you that because
shout out to him.
Most people know y'all from the hit The Choice Is Yours. You know, you can get with this or that. And I done seen, like, commercials using that
years,
joint
for years.
For a long, long time. So I'm like, oh, they must be caking up because, you know, royalties must be nice.
And you can't not play his part because it's the most intricate part to the song.
Absolutely.
You get with this, you get with that. You have to play, or engine number, you have to play that part in order for the song to be good on a commercial.
Now, let me ask you this. Were you guys approached to have the song used on a commercial at first, or did you hear it used before you guys were actually approached to have it used?
Well, in all actuality, at different projects, different kind of manifest themselves in different ways. There's been times when we'll find out that the label has used their authority as the owners of the masters and done a deal without our knowledge, which is their capability, you know. But then there's also times when, you know, they're very upfront. They'll kind of reach out to us and kind of let us know, you know, what's going on and the parameters of the deal and things thereof. Sometimes when they do something on their own, say, like, I remember the JCPenney commercial, you know, like, they had structured that and I just saw the commercial. I didn't know it was even coming. So, you know, behind that, I'll backtrack and I'll find out the parameters of the deal that, you know, that's already established. And as far as publishing goes, like, you know, like, anytime you've ever heard anything that had my voice on it, I'm getting paid, but I'm only getting half of what I should be getting. You know what I'm saying? But anytime you've ever heard my voice, I'm definitely getting paid for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to that accord, my paperwork is extra solid. But it's just that I haven't been getting what's fully owed to me as, you know, as the artist or the writer. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, there's a clause that at 33 years you can fill out paperwork and if you're in a publishing agreement. At 33 years, you can fill out paperwork, and at 35 years, it'll be returned. Now, I say 33 years is imperative that if you're an artist and you find yourself in a publishing agreement, that you do it at 33rd year, because on the 34th year, it's too late. You know what I'm saying? And it's literally structured so that, you know, like that, you know, like if you miss it, it effectively rolls over. And it's not something that a lot of artists, like, I really kind of stress it when I'm talking about it, that, you know, that, like, so that people share it. Because up until I bumped into it, I don't think a lot of people knew about it or was willing to talk about it. So, you know what I'm saying? I stress it so that anybody that might have found themselves in the same position that I was in know that 33 years, which is, you know, like you're fortunate to be in a position where your publishing matters in 33 years. But yeah, right, right. It is. But, it, you know, but nonetheless, you know, not to speculate, you know what I'm saying? I just want my publishing, you know what I'm saying? Right, right. Right, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, so I feel good that that's filed, that's done, you know what I'm saying? And everything is moving in accordance, you know, but trust, anytime you've ever heard my voice on anything, you know, I'm getting the dough for it. I'm just getting half of what I should be getting though.
Gotcha. Because they are the administrators of the publishing.
Well, yeah, at this point that we did the publishing deal, they've been administering, which is actually, you know, been a good thing. Mind you, anytime I hear anybody using The Choice Is Yours, you know, that I am in a publishing deal with them for these 33 years, I literally have a building full of lawyers that I could be like, yo, there's our money right there. You know what I'm saying?
So I got a building full of lawyers.
You know, right.
Like,
so I don't have to personally go get a lawyer. I can just point it out to them. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So to that accord, you know, it's like I understand I'm getting half, but at the same time, you know, I've got a machine working for me to get it. So, you know, so I'd rather have half of something large than own, you know, all of something that might be micro, you know?
And you know what? These people out there, they're like, listen, disposable cash ain't available anymore. So you know what? I'm going to hunt for his money because I'm going to get some money too. So they're going to definitely hunt and get that money for you. They're even more of sharks right now.
Yes. But these are jewels that everybody out there that's an artist that's listening or anybody that's creative, these are jewels that you're getting right now. Like important information. So make sure you pay attention to what Drez is talking about and what he's saying. You know what I mean? Because intellectual property, very important things.
Very important. And these are the things that, you know, like, these are the things that bridge the gaps. This is why a younger generation should chop it up with an older generation. And, you know, and this is also a reason why an older generation got to stay on point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be somebody that a younger cat's going to look at and have respect for. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you can't let yourself become somebody where they like, I don't want to be that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Regardless of dollar amount, you still got to have a walk about you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I say that to, you know, to both accords that, you know, like, yo, we got to find each other out here because everybody else is against us, man. Like there's no point in us being against each other. It's asinine.
So, all right. Because this, you got so much going on right now. I want to make sure that we're cool. We cool, right, Trez? Yeah, we cool, right?
We forever cool, Cal. All
right, because I know, listen, I know it's about what to be crazy. You're about to have two different phones, a couple of secretaries. So it's going to be difficult to get to him. I want to make sure we good, see?
You know, I always pick up you and always will. Man, we 20-some right. years in. Man. We good.
Yeah,
I'm over here gagging a little bit. Pardon me. You know how the air wherever I'm standing is usually a little smoke filled.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know,
gotcha. So you got a new project that is out or that you're working on? It's called the This or That project.
No, actually, just released a documentary called The Choice Is Yours on Paramount Plus. Exactly. November 21st came out. Yeah, you know, and big shout out to everybody that checked it out.
We try to.
Feedback's been amazing. And if you don't know, take a moment, slide by Paramount Plus, check out the documentary, The Choice Is Yours.
It's about to be cool.
Everybody that's seen it I've been overwhelmed by the response, sincerely.
Right. This is why I had to make sure I say that we cool. Like I said, because when I asked, you know, we might be out of town, I'm like, yo, they got some oxtail dinner over there, and you know, I got you, man.
Only thing we gonna do, we gonna stay the same. We just gonna be doing it in better spots. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, word up, ain't nothing gonna change. Hopefully, we just in better places doing what we do.
Last time I saw you, I made sure I told you that I'm so happy for you.
No doubt,
you guys deserve to get everything and more.
Yes.
I appreciate that, fam.
Everything and more, because people use your stuff to make sure that they can sell in their commercials.
No doubt.
You deserve everything and more. Interest for your family's interest.
I appreciate that, fam, man. You know, and I don't really get caught up in it, man. I just kind of, you know, like, I just keep it moving, man. Still trying to create this and just get all of the music that I have inside of me out, man. For real. And I think the most important thing I really want is I just want an audience to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like I just don't want to do this in vain. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think I'm doing it in vain, but sometimes I feel like damn, you know, I guess I was feeling like I'm starting to feel a little bit, you know, see a little bit more happen on my side. But part of me always had to have the understanding like, yo, people might not see everything that I'm putting forth while I'm here. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that sometimes. I look at a Donny Hathaway song online and it might have 15,000 views and it might be utterly brilliant. And, you know, that doesn't mean that he wasn't supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? It means that people have to bump into it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grateful for the platforms and for brothers right. like yourselves that give me the opportunity to chop right. it up with y'all and let people know that I got something worth hearing right. or I got something worth seeing or, you know, something got worth you. Understanding. Got and, you. I, you know, that's what it's about for me. I appreciate y'all.
So I know you had one event, Spring Break, back in the day.
For what?
Yo MTV Raps. Explain.
Oh, yes. Yo MTV Raps.
How was it for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the love, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you know, like it was young, you know what I'm saying? MTV Raps was young. So to be one of those groups that was coming through and having the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to chop it on this legendary, you know what I'm saying, platform, like we knew what it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like it was amazing. It was amazing to be able to kind of get our stuff off in such platforms, man, and for the world to take notice of our ability. That was dope, man, for real.
No doubt. It's Thermal Soundwaves, we here, man, with Drez, you know what I'm saying, from the legendary group Black Sheep, one half of the group, here on Thermal Soundwaves, the C-Truth, Kev Lawrence, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, how many people confuse you with Chiali? How many times did you get that?
He rolls with them, too. They do it on purpose.
How many times people thought you were Chiali?
I mean, people don't really think I'm Chi. They just think that we're related. You okay. know what I'm saying? Like, people don't really think I'm Chi. Every once in a while, it's kind of rare that somebody thinks
nah,
I'm
man, nah. But, y'all do that on purpose.
But people think we're related, though.
Yeah, y'all do that on purpose.
We do it on purpose? Nah, we
yeah, y'all do it on purpose.
You. That's all. We just don't correct you. That's all. All right. Word up. We let people think what they want to think. You know what I'm saying?
No question. So where can people, of course, once again, see the documentary, The Choice Is Yours?
Yo, check it out on Paramount Plus. Word up. The name of the doc is The Choice Is Yours. And, yo, this is my word, man. Like hit me up online. You can catch me at Black Sheep Drez on IG. Let me know what you think about it when you check it out. You know what I'm saying? I really be grateful for the feedback and definitely want to keep it interactive with everybody. Let them know what's going on. I got a new music project that's being sorted. You'll find out more about it via the documentary. And that's an amazing project as well. It's produced by Jay Dilla. Right. I got the opportunity right. to go into the archives of Dilla right. via his mom, Ma Dukes. God bless right. him. And, you know what I'm saying, to create a project. And, wow. you know, some of it plays out for you in the documentary and, wow. And how that goes. That's being sorted right now. Wow. So I got some new music that's going to be coming at the top, you know, the new year. And, yo, man, I feel really good. You know, and everybody also make sure that you check out on CBS the Grammy nod to Hip Hop 50 Years this Sunday. You know what I'm saying, on CBS, you get the chance to see Black Sheep perform for the first time in a lot of years.
Wow. Okay. That's what's up. That's going to be mm-hmm. something, man. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime special treat for those who never saw you guys actually perform. Mm-hmm. Like, for those who know, y'all know they get it in. But for those who never seen Black Sheep perform, y'all need to check this out on CBS. Like, for real.
No doubt. Like, you know, I feel good. Like, it's the 50th year of hip-hop has, you know, been a really good look, you know what I'm saying, for hip-hop itself, but, you know, in particular for me, and I'm very grateful, you know what I'm saying, sincerely.
All right. Just make sure that I'm in the next documentary, though. Stop playing.
Yeah, no doubt. This interview is going to be in it.
All right. And shout out to Charlamagne, because Real Charlamagne always says what's up to you. The Real Charlamagne. Producer Charlamagne.
My guys, yo, thanks for letting me chop it up with y'all, man. For real, and you know, I hope to come back when the album comes out.
Absolutely, anytime. You're welcome here, fam.
That's what's up. Peace.
Peace. It's Thermal Soundwaves, the natural alternative to fast food radio. We here, C-Truth, Kevin Lawrence.
Thermal Soundwave.